Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. House impeachment managers are laying out their case against former President Donald Trump as his Senate trial continues. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Democrats are accusing Trump of cultivating violence and directly inciting the mob that stormed the Capitol to stop the certification of his election defeat.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu chronicled what he called a months-long pressure campaign by Trump to overturn the election results.
What you saw was a man so desperate to cling to power that he tried everything he could to keep it. And when he ran out of nonviolent measures, he turned to the violent mob that attacked your Senate chamber on January 6.
Impeachment managers showed numerous video clips of Trump falsely claiming that the election was rigged and calling on his supporters to, quote, fight like hell to stop the steal. Trump's attorneys argue that his speech on January 6 and his comments before then are protected under the First Amendment. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
And managers at this hour are showing chilling video taken by security cameras inside the Capitol and detailing how the mob was chanting death threats against both Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Even as COVID-19 deaths continue to rise in the U.S., as many as one in three Americans are questioning whether they will get the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to a new poll that some health experts are calling discouraging if the country ever hopes to turn the corner on the pandemic. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research Survey finds while 67% of Americans plan to get vaccinated or have already done so, 15% say they're certain they won't, another 17% say they probably will not. They were citing safety and effectiveness concerns. Prosecutors in Georgia have opened an investigation into President Trump's call with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who asked officials to, quote, find him votes. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports, the criminal probe lists several potential violations.
The Fulton County District Attorney, Fonnie Willis, is asking state officials to preserve documents as part of a probe into attempts to influence the 2020 election results. Potential crimes, Willis said, include conspiracy, racketeering, and solicitation of election fraud. Prosecutors are asking the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and secretary of state to preserve documents related to the election. Trump called GOP Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on January 2nd, asking him to, quote, find enough votes to overturn the election results and declare him victor. Raffensperger refused. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Stocks had another up and down trading day mix. The Dow was up 61 points. The Nasdaq fell 35 points today. The S&P was down a point. You're listening to NPR. President Biden is ordering new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar after the military there staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested the de facto leader and other senior politicians. Biden saying his executive order will prevent the country's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets in the U.S. And the president says more measures will be forthcoming. Before Biden spoke today, large crowds demonstrating against the military takeover took to the streets in Myanmar, even after security forces there increased the use of force against them. Saudi Arabia has released a prominent women's rights activist from jail, according to her family. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the Biden administration is welcoming the news.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan writes in a tweet that he's pleased to see the release of Loujain Al-Hathloul. At the State Department, spokesperson Ned Price calls it a welcome development.
Promoting and advocating for women's rights and other human rights should never be criminalized.
Al-Hathloul, who had long advocated for women to have the right to drive in Saudi Arabia, was arrested in 2018 and sentenced under a broad counterterrorism law. Her release comes as the Biden administration puts more of a focus on human rights. Price says the U.S. will never check its values at the door, even with security partners like Saudi Arabia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities say they're looking at what appears to have been a major operation to sell fake N95 masks to hospitals, medical facilities, and government agencies. The fake 3M masks apparently were cheap foreign-made knockoffs, officials say are becoming increasingly difficult to detect. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.